9488 Walter T. Bonneville, east of Road 62, 120 feet south of Road 456, a variant from the front yard setback requirement for a through lot. Name and address.
Walter Bonneville, 17673 Little Hill Road, Laurel, Delaware.
You swear in? You swear testimony about to give, true press that's true?
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
You're requesting a variance from your front yard setback?
Yes, I am.
Lot?
Yes, sir.
And can you explain to the board?
Well, I bought this lot here in Waitsville. The mobile home was put in there in 89.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just bought it. And there's been no complaints about it. And now they say it's too close to the road. And I think it would be a lot of hardship to try to move something that's been there 17 years. Mm-hmm. With no wheels on it, no tongue, and none of that, and all that to be have to be jacked up and redone, septic redone, the whole 9 yards, and I think it would be a lot of hardship.
Right.
And I really don't see the purpose.
So you just bought it, you said, but it was moved in there in 1989?
The trailer was put in there in 89, new, yes, sir.
Okay.
And it's been there ever since.
On the drawing, it shows a one-bedroom trailer. I assume there was one there before?
I think there was one there before, but it's a two-bedroom now. But it was an old house there, and they tore it down, all except like an out kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And I put a roof on it, made a shed out of it.
Okay.
But it's just a shed there now in this mobile home.
Okay. All right, sir.
And the septic is right behind the mobile home, so in order to move it back, it would really cause a lot of hardship.
You'd have to pull that over it.
Do you know how far the mobile home is from Lyon Church Road?
Lyon
property
Church
line?
Road. Well, I believe the trailer is just about middle way of the two roads.
Okay.
And there's a big tree, like I say, behind the trailer.
Right.
And a septic. A septic first and then a big tree. So it would be just about impossible to move it back 20 feet like they were requesting.
Ms. Hudson, this actually has two frontages.
That's correct.
So they would have to be 30 feet from the other?
40 from both.
40 from both.
It's a through lot too.
Because it's not a development.
Correct.
And I take it it meets the side setback requirement.
Correct.
Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Bourbon?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think that it's certainly unique, not only because of the lot shape, but the distances for setbacks. Certainly necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. We heard the applicant say that it wasn't created by him. It's been there 17 years, so I don't see where it would alter the central character of the neighborhood. And the request would be for a minimum variance to afford relief. So I make a motion we approve case number 9488.
Okay, and I have a second to that motion.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 9488. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion's carried, sir. Case is approved.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.